The psalm for this morning is Psalm 143, and I chose verse 10. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. And the New Living says, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your gracious spirit lead me forward on a firm footing. Amen. And I looked at several to see what several people said about this verse, and it was really interesting how they talked about the glory of God and how wonderful he is and how good he is. But Matthew Henry kind of hit it. It was a highlight for me. He says, he prays that he might be enlightened with the knowledge of God's will. And this is the first work of the Spirit. Isn't that true? As we receive Christ in our hearts, the work of the Spirit is to show us the very character of God and how we can walk in his ways. So we need the Holy Spirit. How many are thankful for the Holy Spirit?
Amen. Amen.
I am so thankful for the Holy Spirit. A good man does not ask the way in which is the most pleasant walking, but what is the right way. How many of you have given up some pleasant things?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Right. We've given up some things that our flesh might like us to do, but the Spirit is saying, no, stay off that path. Let's stay on his righteous path. Not only show me what that will is, but teach me how to do it. Again, the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It's the Holy Spirit that helps teach us. It enlightens the word to our eyes, so when we read the word, we're either convicted or encouraged that we're walking in the way God wants us to walk. Those who have the Lord for their God have his Spirit for their guide. They are led by the Spirit. He prays that he might be enlivened to do God's will. Some of the translations said quickened to do God's will. We should especially seek the destruction of our sins, our worst enemies, that we may be devotedly God's servants. What a great verse. How many want to be devotedly God's servants?
Yes.
How many know we can't do it on our own?
Yes, yes.
Both hands up on that, right?
Yep.
We can't do it on our own. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus, for walking in total righteousness so that when you died, were buried, and resurrected, the Holy Spirit then could come to live in each one of us, to guide us in the way that we might walk in righteousness. That's really encouraging to me. Let's stand and let's say this from the King James Version. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Amen. Can we praise him forever?
We can
that,
forever,
huh?
And,
forever
ever.
And ever. Forever and ever and ever. Thank you for the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.